Welcome to the I Am Shiftable podcast, where each episode you begin to shift your state into your true essence. Every week, Reiki, sound, and meditation masters Lindy and Mars will help you make small shifts through meditation, sound healing, Reiki, yoga nidra, and other mindful modalities so that you can start, continue, or expand your meditative practice and ultimately transform your healing journey. Experience divine bliss and be able to affirm again and again, I am shiftable.
Hello, shifters. Welcome back to episode number 5, where today we will be talking all about affirmations, a continuation from last week's episode when we talked about setting and creating intentions. We are so happy to have you today. I'm your host, Mars.
And I'm your host, Lindy.
We are excited because affirmation is actually in the show name itself. I am shiftable. And when we created this podcast for you, we wanted to create it as an affirmation because many people believe that they are not shiftable. And so just in saying the show name itself, you, my love, are shifting.
Exciting that is. Thank you for that.
It is very exciting. And many times we don't even realize that we are affirming to things. So Lindy, you want to talk to us a little bit about what is an affirmation? Why is it important? And how are we walking around affirming things when we don't even know it?
Thank you for that. I appreciate that. Basically, an affirmation is something that you say consciously or unconsciously to yourself over and over again. Most of us do that and, again, don't even realize. Or we might even hear it from somebody else. It doesn't necessarily have to be our affirmation that we're affirming. It could be something that someone else has said. With affirmations, when you're creating this life that you want to see for yourself, then your affirmation has to also have a link of feeling and believing that which you are affirming. And as we discussed in episode number 4, how to set intentions, intentions is that spark to the flame. And then the affirmations is the air that kind of keeps that flame going.
Yeah, so the affirmations bring your intentions to life. And again, whether you realize that you've set intentions, if you've done it consciously or not consciously, you are affirming things to bring your heart's desire to life.
Right. And if you want to look at the kite analogy, where the kite is the intention, and the air is what keeps the kite in flight. And the air is those words, those phrases, those mind thoughts that you have that affirms your daily life, really. So,
Yeah, I'm really good about setting affirmations and stating affirmations consciously and unconsciously. So with 3 small babies, our youngest being 8 months old, we have a lot of sleepless nights, and it's very easy for me to open my eyes in the morning and start right away with, oh, I am exhausted. I am so tired. And what is that doing? But setting the tone for the day, telling my brain, yes, you are tired. Yes, you are exhausted. Let's go ahead and get this day started with that feeling.
It's so true. In a day, we think between 60 and 80,000 thoughts just in one day. All can be affirmations, which is scary.
So cleaning up our act and what we're constantly putting in our awareness is really key, isn't it?
Right. And with all of those thoughts, we like to think that our minds are so complex. Like, oh, we've got 60,000 thoughts. We must be so complex and it must be really hard to shift ourselves. But actually, the brain is so simple. It's very programmable. And just with these simple statements, we can start to shift ourselves. We can start to change, even if you don't believe it right away, even if you don't believe I am happy, just the words coming out of your mouth or seeing these affirmations written down, your brain will start to shift and your brain will start to believe that, yes, you are happy. It's that simple.
Right. Right. And what's too about really cleaning up our act as far as what we're thinking about, right? Because the affirmation goes further than that. It goes out into the universe. So what you say out into the universe, you declare that which you are desiring. You're taking it out of your thoughts. You're taking it out of what you're, this is single layer, and you're putting it out to the universal laws. So when you're extending out into the universe, make sure that you have all of your thoughts in line. You're positive. You're living consciously. You're becoming more aware, being more kind. And the universe will yield itself to give you that which you are affirming.
Yes. And what you're talking about is really the law of attraction, or The Secret, if anybody's ever heard about the book or the movie The Secret. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things that I took away. Let's see. I think I watched the movie, 10 years ago.
Right.
It was the first time I saw it and started reading about it and understanding it. And of course, I was like, well, this is so easy. Does it really work? And so I started testing and doing these little science projects myself to see if stating affirmations really work. And heck yeah, they do. So I got really good at manifesting through The Secret and the law of attraction and using affirmations, because these things really do work. It's amazing.
Right.
So Lindy, how can our listeners start to set affirmations? We talked last week in episode 4 about intentions, but how can they bring them together? If someone is a novice and they have no idea where to even start, what are some ideas for things that they can do to get started with affirmations?
The I am statement, of course, everyone knows how powerful that is, right? So I am, and anything that you choose as an affirmation is huge. You are already that. We talked about that in episode 4. You're already that. You don't have to do anything else. So affirming that I am already beautiful, happy, and whole. Mm-hmm. I am a divine source of light. I am kindness. I am peacefulness. As far as abundance goes, you can affirm that I get paid for being me. Marley, you and I are doing this right now. We are getting paid for just being us, for showing up and feeling we are doing our life's work. We've learned a little bit along the way, and we're able to share a little bit along the way. So I get paid for being me. I am so grateful and happy that I am abundant. I'm so grateful and happy that I am healthy. I'm so thankful and grateful. And then you can follow it with anything that you want to follow it with. Mm-hmm. Fill in the blanks. It's that simple. And feel into that. I am so grateful and thankful that. My hair stand up just saying that. I am so grateful and thankful. You start feeling the movement of the energy, right? You feel it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Absolutely. Yeah. I have an affirmation that I say every day, and that's, I am living my divine purpose on this earth. I am accomplishing my divine purpose on this earth. And we get so caught up in, what is my purpose? What am I supposed to be doing? And if you trust and believe and affirm that I am indeed living my purpose, then there's no question. Everything is in alignment. Even if you feel like you're at a dead-end job and you're miserable and you don't want to be where you are right now, you're living your purpose. At least that's what I believe.
Sure.
Probably because I'm affirming that every day.
And if you're not, if some of our listeners aren't, or feeling like, well, I feel that. I feel like I'm in a dead-end job. I feel this, or I don't feel like I'm in alignment. Then start asking yourself, what is it that you're looking for? What do you want? What does your heart desire? If you're feeling in a job that you're stuck, or you're not going anywhere, it's not in alignment with what you are, who you are, then start making small changes. Maybe start doing something on the side that is more in alignment with you. Make little shifts here and there, and over time, very quickly, the universe, again, I love this saying, the universe yields to you. It opens the door. It says, oh yeah, you're right. You're keep coming. You're guiding the airplane straight down the runway. Keep coming. You're exactly where you're supposed to be, lining up with how you're feeling. You know from the core of you what's right and what's wrong, what feels right and what feels wrong. Mm-hmm. What feels right will never feel wrong, and vice versa. So you want to align yourself with all those feel goods. You want to feel good. You don't want to put in your intention what you don't want, because the universe just hears, oh, you don't want that? Then we're going to give you more of that. So align yourself what all the feel goods are. Repeat those affirmations.
Yeah, and let's take that dead-end job idea and run with it. And I'm going to give our listeners a challenge here, because many times we get caught in these dead-end jobs, or we feel like we need to stay there because we've created this lifestyle. You've got your rent or your mortgage, you've got things that you like to do, food that you like to eat, and this job is what pays for it. So sometimes we get caught in this trap of, well, I guess I need to stay here because this is what's paying the bills and I am miserable. There's that affirmation, right? I am miserable. So here's your challenge. Keep the job. Start stating some of these feel-good affirmations. I am happy. I am successful. I am confident. I am living my true purpose right now. And see what happens. See if something starts to shift. Give yourself a challenge of 5 days. Let's start. These episodes air on Sundays. So let's start first thing Monday morning with some of those affirmations of I am happy. I am living my divine purpose. And see how you feel by Friday. See if something starts to shift, because it might not be the job. It might just be those affirmations that you're giving yourself every day of, I am miserable, I am tired, I am exhausted. And so that's the experiencing that you're having. It's not the job. Wherever you go, there you are.
Exactly. Yes. You are exactly right.
Right. Mm-hmm. So let's try that, listeners. There's your challenge. Let's try it. And we want to hear from you. So if you try that, just Monday through Friday, write into us at iamshiftable@gmail.com. Let us know what happens. Did you succeed? Did something shift?
That's so clever. Thank you for that, Mars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, it works. It's magic. You just wait.
Exactly. I can't wait to see the unfolding. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. All right. So when should we be using them? I just said, let's start the day. If you're starting on a Monday morning, it's great to start the day with them. Any other times, Lindy, where we should be using these affirmations?
Whenever you have something sneak in your thought pattern that is removing you from that which you are affirming in a negative way, right? So, oh my God, I can't stand this. If you hear yourself, your thought comes in like that, then go back and reaffirm, oh, I love exactly right where I am. I'm supposed to be right here. May I be awake and aware enough to see what that really means to me right now in this moment. So it's changing all those things around, those negative patterns.
Yes. And sometimes it can be like the eternal swamp of sadness. Remember that from the movie, The Neverending Story? Do you remember? It just sucks you down. Exactly. You're in these negative thought patterns and you're sinking deeper and deeper. So what I like to do, I have pocket affirmations and I keep a little, it's like a post-it note size affirmation card for my own affirmations that I know where I always want to be pointed to. So if I feel like I'm getting sucked down into the eternal swamp of sadness, what I do is pull out that little card and I just start reading it, sometimes aloud, sometimes just to myself, to remind myself, no, I don't want to feel this way. I want to go in this direction. And it can literally be like a U-turn in the car. Like I'm heading in this direction, I'm getting sucked down, reading my affirmation card, boop, just a little U-turn and I'm all better.
Oh my gosh. You just sparked this thing. I had to go across town a couple years ago to pick up my computer from the Apple store. And I got off the wrong exit. When you get off the wrong exit, it's a pain, right? So you already feel, oh my God, I can't believe I got off the wrong exit. So when I turned off, I get to the very end and you can only make the right turn. You can't turn anywhere else. So I turned that down the road and I'm going further away from the on-ramp. So when I went down a little while, and it seemed like it was a quarter of a mile, then I saw no U-turn sign. I couldn't make a U-turn to go back where I was going. I'm like, but right when I first got off of the exit, I thought to myself, oh, I can't believe I did that. Then I said quickly, I said, oh my gosh, isn't this fun? And it changed my whole perspective of what just happened. So I continued down the road and I'm trying to make a U-turn to go back on the ramp. And then it says no U-turn. And I'm like, part of me wanted to have that frustration. But the second part of me, because I initialized it from before, I said, oh my gosh, isn't this even more fun? And something shifts, something changes. Anything could be preventing me. Maybe I needed to get off the road. Maybe there was an accident or maybe there was something that was where I shouldn't have been. So everything really, I like to think that things happen for us instead of to us.
Yes.
Right? That's a big, big nugget right there. So if you feel like this victim mode, why is this happening to me? Stop all that. Because this is the key. It is happening to you. You are a divine source of light. You chose to be on this plane. It is happening for the greater good of yourself and everyone else that you come in contact with. That's the bottom line. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Exactly. Yes,
and even that can be an affirmation.
It's endless.
Yeah, because if we get into that mindset of, oh, this is happening to me, why is this happening to me? There's your affirmation right there. You're setting yourself up as the victim right away.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we're trying to switch this around so it's all positive, all nicey-nicey. And you talked about something a moment ago where you have these mm-hmm. written down in a sticky in your wallet, right? So we're going to also encourage our listeners to write them down. Get a big, fat Sharpie marker and write down your affirmations. Put them out so you can see them, put them up so you can see them, put them in your wallet, put them at your computer, put wherever you can see them. So they are there, get you on the right track every day.
Mm-hmm. And your world will start to change.
Yes, it will.
When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. It's like magic.
Be the peace you want to see in the world. Just magical.
What other little fortune cookies can we shout out here for our listeners?
Yes,
I love it. One more time of day. So we talked about you can start the day with them. You can write them down to have them in front of you at your desk or in your workspace or in your pocket in your wallet. Another thing you can do is end the day with them. Something that we started to do with our boys, our 2-year-old and our 4-year-old, is nightly affirmations. And our 2-year-old is so cute. He doesn't understand affirmations and he calls them celebrations. He says, Mom, we need to do my celebrations.
That's even better.
Isn't that fun?
That is fun.
And what we do is they hold their solar plexus with their hand, or sometimes I put my hand on their solar plexus because that provides a feeling of safety and trust and comfort. And so we hold on to that solar plexus and we go through a list of affirmations. I am safe. I am happy. I am peaceful. I am love. I am loving. I am one. I am connected. I am healing. There's just a list.
Oh my God.
That sometimes I guide them and they say, Mom, I want you to do it. Or sometimes our 4-year-old especially, he likes to do things himself. So he'll go through and do his affirmations himself. And they help, especially when we go down the road of, I am sleepy, I am calm, I am peaceful, because it helps them get in the mindset of bedtime. And guess what? It doesn't just work with 4-year-olds, it works with you too. So if you're having a restless night and you need to get to sleep, instead of laying there going, gosh, I am wide awake, right? Affirmation right there. How many times have you done that one?
Right.
You can shift it and say, I am sleepy, I am calm, I am rested, I am ready for sleep. And instantly, in a matter of minutes, you're going to be in Dreamtown, baby. You just wait.
Is that simple?
Yes. So the trick answer to that question that I asked Lindy of when can we be doing these affirmations? All the time is the answer. Anytime, all the time, from when you wake up to when you go to sleep. And whatever you're affirming is what you're going to be getting. It's that easy.
Yes. We talked about this in episode number 4 where this little true north came out, right? Of it's kind of synchronizing yourself back to your true north or your alignment. Whatever that is for you, right? So it's just synchronizing yourself, reminding you, oh, I'm on this road. You veer off the road a little bit, oh, I'm on this road. You veer off the road, oh, I'm just coming right back, bringing yourself back.
Yeah.
Because we've been creating this pattern in our lives that, you know, we don't trust ourselves and we keep doing the same thing. But how about let's just gear it right back to the positives. Gear it right back.
Mm-hmm. And whether they are positive or negative, that's what you'll get. So you have a choice. You always have this choice of which path am I going to take? And when you're conscious and you're aware and you want to start your day positively, you absolutely can. But if you're unconscious and you're just feeling like everything is happening to you and everybody's out to get you and you start your day with these negative thoughts, that's what you'll get.
Well, so we have some choices, right? So I came up with this idea of 5 choices that you can make to kind of align yourself. So the number one thing is clear all judgments and beliefs. So at the source level. So if you start feeling like you're judging up against something or you have a different belief system of something that's not positive, then bring yourself back to you are a source energy. You are a creator. Come back to that. So try to clear off all judgments and beliefs. The second one is be love, be joy, be playful, play more in your life. So if you're having a rough day and you can't seem to shift it, go outside and play. Go outside and jump. Jumping jacks. Just do something fun. Just something that's, it might be ridiculous or even skipping down the street. Just do something that's going to take you out of being stuck where you are. The third one is Be kind in every thought, every word, and every deed. The fourth one is love, align, and agree with that which you want. Into alignment, enough to agree with that which what you want. The fifth one is ask questions and follow your information from your source guidance. So ask yourself questions to your inner guidance. It's a simple question. What would I like to eat today? What can nourish my body best today? Ask yourself questions and explore with these little small ones. What would nourish my body today? What is it that I want today? And listen for the answer. And if your answer is something that's not going to be good for you, listen to that. Feel into that. And then align yourself and know, instead of that, I'll have the salad. Or instead of that, I'll have something more nourishing.
Beautiful. I love that list, Lindy. Thank you for sharing. And I want to just poke around with number two for a second about being more playful. If you're stressed out and you're in this place of I'm in the dead end job, or I don't like where I am right now, and you're not feeling very playful, it can be kind of hard to get out of that. And we had something happen the other day. I have recently let my boys start going into the Reiki studio and playing with the tuning forks. And of course, it's supervised play, so they're not banging them around and they know to be gentle with them. But they say, oh, Mom, I want to go play Reiki now. And I had to catch myself, because the first response was, well, Reiki's not play and the tuning forks aren't to be played with. And then I thought, as I was saying that out loud, wait a minute. Yes, they are. Why can't it be playful? Why can't everything be play? And it was Henry Ford who said, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. Mm. So whether I think something is play or it's not, I'm right. So why not let it be more playful? And what happens with that, things just start to expand. So if you believe that work is play, if you believe that we're playing right now as we're listening to each other right now, having this conversation, then it is. It's that simple. Right. So keep that in mind.
Ooh, love that. Thank you.
Yeah, girl. So Lindy has this beautiful affirmation meditation that she is going to share with us today, because as you know, every episode we want our listeners to have an experience. We want our shifters to be shifting. So Lindy, you want to tell us a little bit about the affirmation meditation?
Yes, I would love to. This affirmation meditation came to me actually like 3 o'clock in the morning one night. I woke up in the middle of the night by this thing that I have to say. So I got up, I recorded it, and that's basically what you're going to be hearing in my simplest form of this is what came out in this meditation. So we're also going to have the words available to you as far as what's in the recording, so you can read over that as well.
Yes, just make sure that you go to the Patreon page. That's where we're putting all of the additional show note posts, anything extra that you can get out of these episodes. It's available at that patreon.com/IamShiftable. So, Lindy, thank you for sharing that with us today. It's so beautiful. The first time I heard it, it was just, it's very powerful, very empowering. Mm, so,
my pleasure.
Having those show notes to read along with it, to state it aloud to, can, again, you're affirming along with that meditation. So you were becoming it right alongside the meditation.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It kind of gets you into feeling like you are this divine source that you are. So absolutely. Thank you.
Yes. Well, we hope you have enjoyed this very special episode on affirmations. Again, if you didn't catch episode number 4, talking about intentions, these really go hand in hand. So make sure you pop back over to episode number 4 about setting and creating intentions so that you can get the full package. And we are so grateful for you, shifters. Until next time, keep shifting.
Until next time. Within my body.
within my mind, within my spirit, and I know that within me resides the strength, confidence, and the universal knowledge that is mine at all times. I know that I too am a part of this collective consciousness that tells me that I am always okay and always provided for. Flows freely to me, in me, and all around me always. I allow my body and my mind to relax, become free from any and all limitations that are not in my best interest or serve my higher good. This is my birthright, and what is true for me and what is true for all around me. I allow blessings of all kinds to flow to me, surround me, and through me, to restore my body, my mind, and align my spirit to perfect health, that which is mine at all times. I am thankful that I too am a divine source of light, that I always shine my light bright enough that I too can see that I am pure peace, pure love, and pure kindness. I accept that with each new day, that I am realizing that I am all that I need. I am all that I have always been. Within my grace is the power to heal, the power to love, and I openly share an experience with all that is around me. And this is all that I need. During our time together today. If you would like to take your practice deeper with guidance on things like unifying your breath, mastering meditative postures, in a variety of meditations. You can become a Patreon member by signing up at patreon.com/IAmShiftable. That's patreon.com/IAmShiftable. Until next week, enjoy every shift, my love.